Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Nemaha Central Boys Basketball Coach John Thomas after a win last night and a game also played on Friday. So, Coach, you guys are two games into the season. First of all, talking about your bounce-back win last night, how were you able to make those adjustments and get the win?
Well, I think, a big factor is, last Friday we were 6 days past football and trying to play basketball, and I think mentally that was a tough thing. I just think the extra 3 or 4 days away from football, trying to get mentally kind of refreshed, was a big factor, because last night we were a lot more in sync. We were a lot more abreast of what we needed to be doing, and we just had good offensive flow, and we made better decisions. And I just think we were better placed mentally last night.
That's great to hear. Yeah, you guys, just short that past Friday, a three-pointer, the buzzer didn't go. Is that kind of how you drew things up in terms of the final shot the past Friday?
That's not exactly what we were looking for, but we were just really looking for the best shot we could get. I mean, it really... that kind of developed very, very slowly, and we really were looking for something a little bit quicker than that. But again, I think that goes back to the mental part of things. I think going through a long football season, there's a lot of, by the time that you're done, the mental fatigue is great. And I just felt like last night we were a lot fresher and more mindful of what we needed to do.
Absolutely. Talking about your guys' defense, you guys give up a few more points, but you guys still get some big stops, and down in the clutch, you guys are able to pull off a victory. What are some of the things you like from your defense so far?
Yeah, we gave up a few more points last night, but we gave up points to a good shooting team. They made 12 threes on the night, but they only made two-point field goals. So obviously we had to defend the three all night. They shot 33 of them. And they've got 3 to 4 people that can really shoot it, and even though they made 12, I really felt like we did a good job of defending the line, because not only did we have to defend the line, but we also had to defend the penetration, because first they wanted to penetrate before they shot the three most of the time, and that's a tall challenge when you're short on practices, and regardless of short on pressure or not, that's still a tall challenge. So really thought our kids executed a defensive game plan that we had put in front of them on Monday very well, and we knew we were going to give up threes, but we felt like that was, at this point in the season, that was better than giving up some layups.
That's pretty crazy. 12 three-pointers, only 2 two-pointers. I mean, have you ever faced an offense that's operated like that before?
Oh yeah, I know we have. You don't see that very often, but it occasionally does happen.
That's quite unprecedented. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Best of luck as you guys face on another really good football team in Houlton.
It's kind of ironic how we're the teams we're facing here prior to Christmas, for the most part, all went pretty deep in the football season.
So we'll
see how Friday goes now.
That was John Thomas, the head boys basketball coach for Nemaha Central, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.